Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. In our next segment, we travel to Corpus Christi, Texas, to talk about the $10 billion ExxonMobil ethylene facility being constructed. And we've got Ian Vasey, President and CEO of the Corpus Christi Economic Development Corporation.
Now let's talk about the Exxon plant being built down in your neck of the woods. Is this something you guys lobbied for a number of years? Did it work out? I guess talked about the origin of how this thing got to where it's going to be at.
You know, let me talk about this. We see a lot of deals that you would be shocked at how often either a law firm or a site selection consultant or some other type of consultant knocks on our door and says, we've got a client that's looking to do a billion-plus dollar investment. We're looking for 1,000 acres or what have you. You know, and we fill out RFPs, and sometimes you work these deals and they're never real. We got an RFP that came across our desk called, and this code name, Project Yosemite, which was a similar kind of deal to what I just described. And, you know, we filled it out and sent it back, and there was a law firm involved, and the governor's Office of Economic Development was involved. And they said, you know, we like your area. We like your labor analytics. We like your logistics. We like your infrastructure from the deep water port and things like that. But that site just doesn't really work. So we went back and studied some more sites and submitted those. And, you know, we got back some more questions. We love this area, and this is going on over the course of the best part of a year, and we get to the point where they're saying more questions, alternative site, let's look at some things. And so we had a real estate consultant, a local guy, working with us, and we had engineers. When you get 100 questions on engineering and soil types and where are pipelines and what's flow and what amount of water can you provide, all of those questions, we have to, we really play economic development game a little bit different than we ever did 20-something years ago. We are very technical driven. There's a lot of engineering and a lot of financial analysis that goes into it. And so I'm sitting in one of my team's offices, and we basically had to get to a point where we're spending quite a bit of money on engineering feasibility with a company that we didn't know who it was. So we pushed back on the law firm that was involved, and they said, it's a very real client. And I said, look, I'm not willing to spend another $10,000 on engineering if we don't know who it is. It's probably not a real company. And so he sent over non-disclosure agreements, and in hindsight, I can talk about this, sent over non-disclosure agreements, which are about 20 pages long, meaning like you promise your firstborn child if it's disclosed on this project. But the name's Exxon and SABIC, and SABIC being Saudi Arabian Basic Industries Corporation. So two giants were partnered on this deal. And, things got very real after that. So we got into some major site selection, feasibility, engineering analysis. How do we build the infrastructure? How do we get heavy lift roads? How do we get the amount of power for a project like this? I'd say all told, it was somewhere between 18 months and 2 years worth of process that it took to get this deal to the point where it's at right now.
So where is it at right now? What are some of the timelines and milestones that you guys are trying to accomplish?
The information that is in the public realm is that the company has optioned a piece of property. It's a partnership that called Gulf Coast Growth Ventures, which is a partnership between Exxon and SABIC, but it's Exxon being the lead partner on this. They've optioned a piece of property. They filed for permits through TCEQ, which is the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. They'll go through probably that permitting process for a large-scale project is, probably no less than 9 months and more likely closer to 24 months. So 1 to 2 year kind of time frame to clear all the permits. And then, should they clear all of those permits through both the state and federal governments, we should see probably activity. We should see it nothing before probably the end of 2018 for moving dirt, potentially more likely 2019. And then it's probably about a four-year time frame to build facilities of this scale. So when you're talking about $10 billion investment, you don't wave a magic wand and something gets built overnight. It takes several years to build. And, you know, they're going to have potentially, you know, as many as 4,000 to 5,000 construction workers on site at peak. So it's going to be a several-year process to build these things.
How about just a couple of the numbers, 4,000 to 5,000 construction workers at its peak? How many employees are going to be part full-time employees at the plant? And do you guys have any, like, rough economic impact numbers that either it's going to have before and after?
Sure. Well, you know, the companies are going to invest close to $10 billion. The numbers that they've committed to are about 640 full-time professional-level jobs, plus whatever. I think there's probably additional support and part-time and contract folks, but 640 full-time jobs. The average salaries of those 640 is about $90,000 a year. It'll create somewhere north of direct spending within this local market every year upon operation, somewhere north of $50 million in payroll. So if you think about, you know, kind of $50 million injection every year for the next, you know, 40, 50 years or even more of payroll, it's a several billion dollar kind of, by the time you have the multiplier effect going through over a five-year period. So this is probably one of the largest economic impact deals in certainly on the Gulf Coast in recent memory.
Anything we left out? I'd like to give guests final word. Anything that we need to reiterate? Anything that you think of would be of interest to a capitalism, energy, and gas audience out there?
Yeah, you know, one of the critical things that we are seeing is there's about five or six companies that are significantly investing in pipelines and distribution networks to bring both oil, crude oil, and natural gas and natural gas liquids in from the Permian Basin, the Eagle Ford Basin, down towards Corpus Christi. And one of the things we're hearing is that those companies are investing in infrastructure to bring product here because the port of Corpus Christi is a lot less congested than some of our other ports that you might see at, say, Houston. So we'll see a lot less congestion. They're bringing product down, natural gas liquids being a feedstock. So ethane is an example being a feedstock that goes into the plastics industry. We're starting to see a lot of activity. We've got a lot of other companies that are kicking the tires. I'd say there's probably another 10 major industrial projects that are kicking the tires on various cities from, I'm going to say, Brownsville all around the Gulf Coast to, say, you know, kind of New Orleans area. And, you know, we're all actively competing for this. This is kind of the next generation of the petrochemical manufacturing wave that we're seeing.
To listen to the full-length interview with Ian Vasey, President and CEO of the Corpus Christi Economic Development Corporation, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
In the sickles like silver knives, the lines keep coming where the lanes divide it. You and the road in the middle of the night, it's you and the road in the middle of the night.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
When you get to me, I'm gonna unfold my arms. So you got a place to land that's soft and
if you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Now you're running on a thin line through a frozen void. No feeling in your fingers, no other choice. You are the queen of the midnight run. 11 years of dark to taste the sun. AM radio and the dashboard light. It's you and the road in the middle.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Tired of those empty recruiting promises that some companies make? Then apply today at Rockpile Energy Services. Known for their dedication to employees and their families, Rockpile knows that people are their biggest asset. All positions are on a 14 on and 7 off schedule and include a complete benefit package, housing allowance. Visit rockpileenergy.com for a complete listing of their open positions. Apply online or send your resume to careers@rockpileenergy.com. Find your future today at Rockpile Energy, an equal opportunity employer.
You've read the headlines and seen the news stories that the Bakken is hiring. Well, let me tell you about one of the top premier companies in the Bakken who is hiring, MBI Energy Services. They are hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, then look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS.